Oh, nicely done. KSL News Time 6:09 on this Thursday morning. Traffic and weather together. Good morning to you, Andy Farnsworth, Triple Team Traffic.
Good morning, Brian. We start off with the traffic on I-15 moving along just fine. The only spot that I see any kind of slowing is some people transitioning onto I-215 at the south interchange, trying to go west toward Redwood Road. That's where we had a little bit later than usual opening of the lane restrictions, and so some people on the transition ramps are still a little bit sluggish. But the main flow itself from Draper to downtown still at about a 15-minute KSL travel time. Eric Butler.
For the most part, Utah County's looking pretty normal. This time of morning, that means pretty light and good movement on I-15 northbound from Provo to the Point, but we do see some congestion on 500 West in Provo. That's right around 800 North for northbound traffic. Heather?
We're getting pretty busy right now, southbound I-15, especially in the Clearfield area around Hill Air Force Base, and now I'm seeing a really heavy pocket of traffic move from Farmington down toward Bountiful, especially around Parrish Lane is the busiest right now, but Legacy Parkway in great shape. UDOT construction alert, watch for lane restrictions on I-15 in Weber County beginning as early as Friday night. Crews will be repaving the freeway between Riverdale and Far West. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.